Stage one of the EMBA's change process is to reflect. Reflection in the corporate world has no real need to intend thought or action or resourcing or planning like we do in every day. But rather, just as when an image appears as we look into a mirror, so too will reflection just bring corporate perspectives and corporate issues, allowing them to expose themselves without a dedicated need or effort for them to be discovered. Reflection is the art of stopping and allowing whatever needs to appear to appear. Quite often when we stop, we'll look and listen and feel, and what we as corporate leaders have not seen or heard or felt previously may just now be evident. Once busyness, spelt with a Y, no longer drives a business day, and reflection is at the core or is a core foundation, a corporate leader is going to find a difference because he or she will be more in touch with many things actually, the environment, the people, the competitors, the products, and even the needs themselves. Only then, when we're in touch, will the essential change, the reasons for an essential change, and the impact all be evident. You and the team will never desire the new technology, merger, I don't know, the expansion, the upgrade, maybe even the realignment, until awareness exists for its need. Why reflection is so good? It detaches the mind, that powerful thing that makes up its own mind that it is correct. So when we detach the mind, it renders its own self-belief irrelevant, and that will ensure the inclusion of accurate and previously unknown core business perspectives to emerge and to feel right. There certainly is a place in today's changing business world for reflection.